listening to Loose Lips.
You're listening to Loose Lips.
And you're listening to Loose Lips.
She taught me love. She taught me patience. She handles pain. That shit's amazing. I've loved it.
Alrighty. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to your favorite trio. It is Loose Lips. We haven't done social media intros in a while, so I'm just going to kick it off with that and remind you all to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Loose Lips PC. You can send in your bitch guess what's, crazy stories, all that jazz to our email or DMs. Our email is looselipspc@gmail.com. And this is our very first episode of 2019.
Yes. New year, new followers, honey.
Yes. So 2019, how do y'all feel?
I feel optimistic as fuck.
I do too. I'm stepping into the new year with new shit, a new career, and, you know, hopefully a new man.
That's awesome. So we're going to go with the theme today because it is appropriate of new year, new me.
Yep. You know, bitch's favorite saying.
Right. That is so funny. Right. And it's like, bitch, why couldn't you do that last year?
Girl, like y'all literally wait until January 1st to start implementing some changes. But you know what? That's cool though,
girl.
Schedule,
but you don't see nothing wrong with that, you know, starting out fresh.
But then, come February 1st, y'all done got off track and y'all talking about some "I'll do it next year" all over again,
girl. Okay, y'all not in the gym. Y'all didn't stick to that budget.
Bitches was supposed to have $10,000 saved by the end of the year, and they done went backwards in the account. They got less money than they started with.
No, seriously.
Right. Y'all got that big large lump sum of tax return. Y'all was supposed to save it and build on it,
girl,
and don't have none of it because y'all spent it all on weed and Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. And a section that y'all partied.
Section for y'all birthday.
I'm weak. Okay, I'm done talking shit about you guys.
Hold on, wait. All the bitches that went and bought red bottoms for their 25th, don't forget about y'all.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, it is a new year. I'm very excited. I'm excited to bring Loose Lips into 2019. Our 1 year anniversary will be coming up.
Oh my goodness,
isn't it crazy? But I do think that we need to address the elephant in the room. Because I heard that some of our subscribers have beef about our hiatus. Oh. Now, I'm just going to say, you guys, it takes a lot, and this is no excuse, it takes a lot to record, and we have content that we recorded for you guys, but, you know, there's either the guests weren't really popping like we thought they were going to be, or our audio is terrible. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody knows, but if you don't know, we are in different states. Me and Ashley are in a different state than Jasmine. So, you know, sometimes we have issues with that. So it's like, we haven't abandoned you guys. We have stuff, but we're not just going to produce some shit just to give y'all. Like, we want quality things that we think y'all will enjoy. So just wanted to address that.
Yeah.
Hoping for the new year. Like, what are some of your goals you want to share with our listeners?
I'll start first because this was a goal of mine in 2018, but it kind of fell through. Y'all know I was really trying to be on my health kick and go to the gym and shit, but we all know how that ended.
Right.
So I'm not ever touching any gym equipment again, but I really do want to be consistent and start yoga. I feel like I need something that's going to be good for my mental health, because that's one thing that I want to work on in 2019, is just to stay healthy mentally and physically. And I feel like yoga is perfect because it's not going to be too much for me, and it'll still give me that little workout, I guess, cardio, maybe stretching, whatever. But, you know, that's definitely a goal of mine. And, you know, I definitely want to work on my mental health and make sure I'm strong in that aspect and not die again, because I don't have no issues trying to do yoga.
Sounds good. Ashley?
Let's see. For me, I want to pay my car off. I also want to read more books. I did really good reading books in 2017. And in 2018, I kind of fell off and I didn't read as many books as I did the year before, so I want to get back on my whole reading books wave. And then I kind of just want to find like my niche. I want to find something that's for me, whether that be like a nonprofit that I enjoy volunteering at, or just kind of something. I feel like I don't have any talents, I would say. Like, I don't draw, I don't paint, I don't sing, I don't dance, I don't act. So I don't have a really like any talents in that aspect or regard. And I also don't have like any hobbies. So I kind of just want to find something that I enjoy doing. That's like my little thing that brings me happiness. And then kind of, you know, I guess evolve in that. So
yeah, I like that.
I guess like that's, and that just all relates to just me finding myself as a woman and, you know, trying to grow and figure out me. So yeah, that's something that I want to do this year.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea and a good idea for a lot of people. I'm going to, in your stance on mental health as well, like that's a necessary thing for everybody every year. But I'm going to say I really just want to be better at like money management. Like that's really a goal for me. Like I just want to like save and not like just carelessly buy things like clothes and
yes,
just candles. You know what I mean? Like, girl, just buying shit to buy it.
It takes so a lot of discipline.
Stick to my budget. It does take a lot of discipline. I had to write down my budget in my journal, which is another thing I want to do. I want to like write more. And I think I'm really, really good at it. And I just think I should just write more often. And I think it'll be a better thing to like add towards my mental health.
Yeah, that's, you know, definitely therapeutic.
Talking about things to myself. And I really love like looking at my past entries. Like I suggest everybody like write and then like read. It's dope like seeing the journey.
It is, but yeah, those are definitely triggering too. I'll be reading shit in my journal.
Hell
like, okay,
yeah.
Like girl.
I'm like, this nigga pissed me off in May.
Girl, yeah. Sometimes it's like, do you ever get like low-key embarrassed when you read like things that you
yes,
write?
Yeah, me too. I feel like an idiot. I'm like, damn, girl, you were really dumb in that situation.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Sure. Yeah. Like self.
But that's what I'm saying. It's kind of dope like seeing your journey. Like, we're just ever evolving and ever growing. Like, if you're trying to grow, like, you would see it if you, you know, write it and read. But yeah, those are like my two major goals that I'm willing to share with the people. I have others, but you know, that's personal shit. But yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So, since we're talking about that, what are some goals that you had in 2018 that you did knock off your list?
I'm actually looking at my list right now. It's so crazy.
Right.
So I got a new job in April. That was one of like my main goals because I spent 2017 miserable. So I'm happy that I got a new, that I was able to, you know, God was able to bless me with a new job. And I'm happy that I actually liked the job. Like, it wasn't just a new job to get away from my old job, but it was actually my dream job. Like, that I constantly prayed for, and I love what I do, and I plan on being there for a long time. So did that. I had travel internationally on my list, and I'm really proud of myself because I actually went out of the country 3 times in 2018. And sometimes I get a little like I'm like, girl, you ain't really doing shit. Like, I tell myself that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I sat back and reflected, I'm like, okay, you went to Cancun, you went to Cabo, and you went to Cuba. Like, that's pretty dope for 1 year. Like, a lot of people, you know, don't really do that. So I'm kind of like, okay, like, you know, that was pretty decent. What else was on my list? Hold on. Wait, long term, but now I'm done. Like, no more. Because my credit, like, took a hit, like, multiple points down for that. So, yeah. But that's me. What about you guys?
Well, it's so crazy because in 2018, I got a new job. And at the beginning, I did love my job. Like, I love my job. But, you know, things change and I'm just not happy no more. And so now I have a new job that I do feel like this is it. I feel like this is it. You know how you meet that man and you like, this is it. Like, I feel
like it's just something about it was different.
Yeah, like something about it was just different. And it's just crazy when you like, you know, you go through things, you're looking for a job, you're interviewing with different companies, or you look at shit from your job and you just know how to play the game and you know what questions to ask to get the answers that you want. Right. And so I do feel mm-hmm. very confident about my position. Yeah. It's definitely everything that I want to do. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be something solid for me. So I got, you know, two new jobs.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to make this point that, like, I kind of liked going through the process of having jobs that I didn't enjoy. The same thing, like, going through the process of meeting men that you're not going to be with. Because then when you do go on and, like, interview for new jobs or meet new men and you're dating, you know exactly what you don't want and what you do want. Because you've experienced what you... So, yeah, like, when you go into a job interview, you know exactly your non-negotiables, what you don't want to do, what you don't want to put up with. And then, you know, you can actually ask those questions. Whereas when you first get out of college, you just want a job. So you take whatever. But like, as you get experience and as you like, you know, you already have a job while you're looking for a new job, you're able to ask those questions and really like figure out like what's going to be right for you type of thing. So I think that's a good thing. Like, that's why you kind of got to go. That's why everything happens for a reason. Like, you got to go through stuff, you know, to figure out what's right.
Right, exactly. And I definitely feel like that with my new job that I have. Like, you know, you definitely just know, and you know exactly what to ask and who to ask and all of that. So that was something that I accomplished. I also accomplished getting a new vehicle.
Yes.
I did have paying off my collections that I had. And so, you know, that's done too. So,
yay.
Yeah, that's good news. I'm gonna like talk about something like more on like the mental emotional side, like things I really wanted to work on. Mm-hmm. And one of them was being like forgiveness, because I am like the all-time
grudge holder.
And I still have like a couple grudges out there that I'm like not ready to budge on right now. But I did like accomplish forgiving a few people this year and like truly like forgiving them. So I'm like really, really proud of that, because I can be like really mean. So I just think that was like a big feat for me. And then another is just like this relationship between me and my mother. Like, me and my mother were always close, but it was like a point where we was just not getting along. So my mother got diagnosed with diabetes this year, and you know, that was a tough blow for the family. But I just really love like the relationship we have right now at this point. So yeah, that's I'm really good. Proud about those things for sure. But speaking of 2018 and things that we have learned in the past, what is some of the hardest lessons y'all learned?
The hardest lesson that I learned is to set boundaries with these niggas. Mm-hmm. Like, funny. Seriously. I done got my damn heart broken too many damn times this year. Well, really kind of just once, but whatever. So that's just definitely something I learned, like to set boundaries, and some shit you just can't go with the flow with. Like,
it's hard to set boundaries though when you think you trust somebody and you think y'all are like, and you want to like, you want to be like, you want them to see who you are. I feel like when you said boundaries, but to me, boundaries means having a wall up. How am I ever supposed to?
And I think that's okay.
And you get to know me if I have this wall up, you know?
Yeah. And I guess what I really could say is set expectations, and just to be more clear about situations that I'm going into, because you catch yourself going with the flow in situations and y'all on two completely different pages. Rather,
like, that's where that communication falls in.
Right. So that's just one thing that I definitely learned, is just to set expectations and to be very clear about the things that I want when I'm dealing with somebody, whether that's a friend or a man. But yeah, that absolutely. And another lesson that I did learn is to not be so vindictive, because my therapist had told me that I was a vindictive person. And I was like, well, damn, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so explain that a little bit further.
Because I haven't seen that side of you.
So she said that I was telling her about a situation, and y'all, like, And I remember we had talked about this, Ash. We were talking about pretty much how people apologize. But when I apologize to people, I'm always like, you know, well, I apologize, but you did this. You know, mm-hmm. I'm more like, I'm always saying, well, I'm apologizing for what I did to you, but I need you to know that you did that to me. So that's why I reacted the way I did. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I try to work on apologizing without just apologizing and leaving it at that and not, you know, making that other person feel some type of way like, okay, you're apologizing, but you're not really apologizing because I'll say some shit and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I meant that. And she pretty much told me, like, you can't apologize to somebody and be like, well, I meant the shit that I said, because it's not really an apology. So I try to work on that and just, when I'm sorry, I'm sorry, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Jasmine, you can go next. I'm still thinking.
Yeah, I am too, but I want to touch on one thing that I'm, like, certain about, which is kind of, like, annoying to me. I'm very, like, stubborn, and that's something that I do want to work on in the new year. Like, I need to budge and make room. And actually, Tati, you helped me come to that realization. And then, like, after
I did, sis.
And then after our conversation, I took it to my sister, and she's like, well, as your big sister, you are very, and I'm just like, okay, now you're pissing me off.
So I like, I was not expecting mama. You to agree.
Right, still stubborn the whole time y'all telling me this. I go to my mama, and she says the same thing, so I'm like, oh, okay. And I swear to God, like, that just really, like, touched my soul. Like, that moved me, because I'm like, damn, I really thought something totally different. Like, I had a different perspective on things, but I need to, like, work on, like, my representation of myself, because everybody's gonna have, like, their perspectives of me. But ultimately, right. Like Jada Pinkett said on Red Table Talk, you want to, like, leave a positive mark on everybody.
Yep, absolutely. I'm glad you came to that realization. Sometimes you don't realize,
but you know, some people, they need to get cussed out every now and then.
Oh yes, so absolutely.
Don't get it twisted.
No, for sure. But you know, sometimes you don't realize stuff about yourself until somebody brings it to your attention, and that's mm-hmm. just, you know, that's just life.
Yeah.
You live and you learn. Mm-hmm. You grow and it burns. Okay. You got a cough to get off.
All right. You always take it way too far.
I think
what about you, Ashley? Something
that I learned the hard way, because that was the question, right?
Like your biggest lesson, like your hardest lesson to learn.
Yeah, hardest lesson to learn, I think this year was that the grass is not greener on the other side. I think all too often I take certain things for granted, or I'm unappreciative, or I don't acknowledge the way things are. And, you know, you think that, oh, things will be much better this way or that way or whatever. And, you know, all too often, you know, you're searching. It's that 80-20 rule, that grass is not always greener. Like, all those are sayings for a reason, because, you know, it's true. So I think that was, like, for me, one of the toughest lessons I learned this year. And then something that I learned about myself that I need to stop doing is that I think I'm, and some people might not agree, but I feel like I'm overly nice. And I'm overly nice to the point to where, I don't know if I want to use the word, it's like taken advantage of, but because I'm letting so many things slide, because I'm so nice, then when the littlest thing pops up, I blow up, because I just let all these little things slide, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I need to
start. No, I agree. I can relate to that.
I just found that I kind of need to start, and I'm one of those type of people where, oh, if it's not a big deal, then we don't need to bring it up, or, you know, it's small, it's minute, it's petty, there's no reason for me to even mention it. But, you know, eventually those things start to build up. So there is a way to say something to someone where it doesn't come off like, oh, you're being petty, or, you know, but at least you're getting it off your chest so you know how they feel, because what's building up is, they don't know how I felt about this thing that they did. Yeah. And I brushed it to the side because I thought it wasn't a big deal, but they still don't know how I felt about it, you know? And so then now the next thing happens and I brushed it off again and they don't know how I feel about that. And now I have 30 things that I done brushed off that you don't know how I feel. And now the next little small thing you do, that I probably would have brushed off is making me blow up now because I cannot fit 31 things because you already filled me up with 30. So that was another thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can relate.
Yeah. What I can say about that though is you do have to have discernment when addressing things, because it'd be situations where I'm like, okay, that's small, and then I have to think about it, like, is it worth saying something, even though it's
right. Like
small.
Pick and choose your battles.
Yeah, you just have to pick and right. choose your battles wisely, because sometimes it'd be stuff that I want to address, but I'm like, it's not ever that serious. But if you do feel like a way about a situation, then yeah. But I just think you just have to have discernment with situations like that, and like Jasmine exactly. said, just pick your battles wisely, because some shit just ain't even worth addressing.
It's not. And most of the time, if you like take a step, and that's why I'm the type of person why I don't say anything, because most of the time, if you take a step back and like wait a day or a few hours, you're not even gonna care anymore.
Right.
So then you really know it wasn't even worth bringing up, you know? So it's kind of just like,
yeah,
I definitely have caught myself all year like holding my tongue.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, some shit just ain't worth it. So
yeah, it's not.
That's right, Tati. You said the word discernment for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what's next, you guys? 2018 was a crazy year. I will say,
a lot of people have been saying like 2018 was their worst year ever. Like, I probably see that tweet 100 times a day. Do y'all feel the same?
No, that's the crazy part. I was just telling my friends, like, this has been the best year of my life, like, hands down. When I say hands down, I mean hands down. This has been my, like, and I'm going to just go over with y'all. And this is not even me bragging. I'm just speaking all of God's blessings, like, out loud. Because I'm just so happy. And I feel like that's okay. Like,
yeah, that's definitely okay.
First of all, well, y'all know. I don't know if y'all know. But I got a new car. What was that, Tati? Like, May 17?
Mm-hmm, your birthday. Right before your birthday.
Right. Yeah. And then they gave me a 2-year tag. So the fact that I still haven't had to pay...
No, that's like, dude, serious because
my car, like, I got a brand new $20,000 car. Like, I don't know what the taxes and the tag and the what, I don't know, but all that stuff came included, and it's like a whole year went by and I still haven't had to pay nothing on that. I think I maybe got like 2 oil changes, but like my tire rotations were included in that, and then like my battery did go out on my car, but since it was under warranty, like, I took it up to the Honda dealership, they had me in and out, put a brand new battery in, you know. So I'm just glad that everything's still okay with my car. I got a new job. Along with that job came a $15,000 raise, and like, so like, financially I'm good. Then I got to like travel the world with my friends. What else happened? We started the podcast, which was awesome. And I kind of feel like that was like a huge blessing to me because it gave me like something that is my niche. I know I was telling y'all earlier.
Right. Like purpose.
Yeah. Because everybody has their thing. And I didn't really have anything that was my thing. So besides working, because y'all know I'm a workaholic, I've always worked 2 jobs. So it was good to have something that was my thing that I felt like I was good at and that I enjoyed, you know, outside of work. Tati and I moved into a new apartment, which dream apartment, dream location. We have a beautiful view of the Dallas skyline. We have a beautiful pool. We have a rooftop lounge. We have like so many amenities. Like, our apartment is luxury. It's so nice. We've thrown so many kickbacks there. People always come over, have a good time. Even our neighbors are awesome. Like, our neighbors always come through. Y'all know the neighbor across the hall. They keep laughing. On top of that, he's the plug. Who doesn't want to plug across the hall?
God damn it, Ashley.
Oh, what?
You telling? Snitches get stitches, okay?
The FBI is like, they're across the hall.
Right. Girl, they know y'all be doing drug trafficking, so.
Girl, I know. We done told
it
all.
I'm sure they are tuned in.
Girl, and that's another thing. Like, Tati and I went to 2 states where weed is legal, brought weed back, and didn't go to jail, which is awesome. We did that 2 times.
2 times, girl.
We went skiing for the first time. I've never done that. So much fun. What else? Like...
you got a closure for the first time on your head.
Girl, yes, I got a closure for the first time. What else has gone on this year? I was trying to like go in order. I was trying to go in order so I could remember. 2 of my really good friends graduated from college. Tati got a new car. So happy about that. Tati came through her surgery okay. Everything's good, like, with her health.
what else? I mean, all my family has been in good health. I mean, I didn't lose anyone this year. I don't know. This year for me has been great. Like, because not only have I been flourishing, but everybody around me. Like, when I say all my friends have gotten new apartments, all my friends have gotten new cars, all my friends have gotten new jobs. Janice got a new job. So happy about that. She even graduated with her master's degree. Like, I just feel like everybody around me, Marcus opened up a restaurant. Like, everything around me has just been amazing.
Positive.
Yeah, it's just been. And so, to me, this year, and I was just going over with all my friends. I'm, like, going over everything that they accomplished this year. And so, I feel like, I mean, that's not even, like, a peak of everything I could tell y'all that has happened this year that's been amazing. So, I think this was my best year. I made money, traveled, had a lot of laughs. I'm just blessed, and I think it was my best year, my favorite year, honestly.
That's what's up. What about you, Tati?
I feel like after, like, you know, weighing the good and weighing the bad, the most heaviest thing that I ever had to deal with this year has just been my health. Things that I wasn't expecting have happened, and, you know, it could been a terrible year, and there's been, like, small things here, but I would say overall 2018 has been a decent year. And not even to sound, like, materialistic or anything like that, but, like, just picking back off of what Ashley said is, like, making huge accomplishments, like buying a new car, getting a new job, getting raises and things like that. Like, that is truly a blessing, especially when, you know, when you first get out of college. Like, I'm happy, I'm excited that I have 2 full years of professional experience in my field, which is awesome. I'm in my field. I'm just, you know, I feel like I had a nice, great year, and my friends had a good year, so that makes me happy. Everybody's been positive, but I mean, yeah, 2018 has been a fine year for me, despite almost dying. That definitely
Why
was.
Did I just chuckle at that?
Girl, no, for real. Like, I be chuckling sometimes, dude. Like, damn, a bitch really almost died, y'all. Like, but
that's wild.
It's crazy. But, you know, God had different plans for me, and I am here, bitch, with 2 of my legs. I'm good. But, I mean, yeah, I feel like we had a great year. I've been in Texas for, what, almost 2 years now?
Yeah.
Next year?
Mm-hmm. In March.
Me and Ashley have been doing well here by ourselves, and, you know, we making it happen. Shit.
It's been cool. Shit. Well, I'm indifferent. Like, I don't think, like, 2018 was a horrible year, but I definitely don't think it was my best year ever. But it was a good year. It was a blessed year, I should say. Like, I felt blessed, and, like, I felt like God got me through the whole year. Like, I was kind of at peace.
Girl,
but,
for real.
Yeah. But as far as, like a whole bunch of different, like, accomplishments and, like, small things, I felt like I did that in 2017. Like, that was an awesome year for me. But, so I'm indifferent. But I really do hope, like, our listeners had an awesome year, because it sounds like a lot of people struggled.
Yeah.
I think, like,
you know, based on their social media posts.
Yeah. What I will say is there has been times in 2018 where I have struggled, but I don't want to, Like, I'm sure we have all struggled, but, you know, you always want to maintain that positivity and think of the brighter side and think of the things that happened to you. Because, I mean, like, I think any of us have had some negative times this year, and those bad times do not always last.
Yeah. Right, so, like, that's so 2018, true.
Yes, like, it was some shitty things that happened. So I don't think, and I'm not trying to downplay the things that people been through. Like, I done been through some shit this year, and I'm still going through some shit this year. But fuck, I forgot what I was about to say.
For, like, the most part, you know, bringing it back around to what you were saying, like, the rainy days don't last forever. Like, the rainbow, as corny as it sounds, exactly, like, it's going to come back up again. So yeah, there's frustrating moments throughout the year, but honestly, that mental health, that's why it's so important, so you can, you know, be strong enough to remain positive and not let periods and different situations, like, periods of time in different situations that are, you know, not the best situation, or, like, you know, horrible moments like defeat you and overcome you.
Because yeah, I understand when you go through things, you're like, damn, you feel like that's the end of the world. Oh my gosh, how am I going to make it out of this? But eventually things change. So for everyone that feel like they had a horrible 2018, just count your blessings and count the things that you did have that made you happy and, you know.
And yeah, like we mentioned on our mental health episode, like if you need to talk to somebody, you know, because a lot of people struggle with depression, like don't let that like overcome you. Like talk to somebody, you know, get help.
Yeah. What else in 2018?
This discussion. What are y'all's New Year expectations for 2019? Are we fucking serious?
Just go ahead. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm expecting health and wealth.
Okay.
I'm expecting more opportunities and yeah, that's really just it. That's all that, that's my focus. Health and wealth and focusing on myself and doing the things that I want to do.
Yeah, I think pretty much the same for me. Definitely focus on my health. I definitely want to kind of lose the weight and I think that'll kind of help with my self-confidence and I definitely want to just figure out, like I said, I'm really just trying to figure out me. I know a lot about Ashley, but I think there's so much more that I can know. So I definitely think this year, I just want to figure out, like, outside of, like, you know, shopping and traveling, like, what, if I was in a room by myself without all those things, what could I do? What, you know, what could I do that I would enjoy? So I kind of just want to figure that out. So yeah, just kind of focus on me and doing some soul searching and just kind of working on my weight and yeah, finding my little thing.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely want to like eat healthy and be more active, but that goes like hand in hand. And one of my goals is like learning how to cook. Like I don't know if y'all remember me saying on a previous episode, like my mom don't be having me in the kitchen. So
yes, please.
So y'all, I'm going to buy a cookbook and I'm going to be dedicated.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. I always say that I want to start cooking, but it's like I start and then I just stop.
Right. I mean, I do like cook here and there, but, you know, me and my big sis, we're roommates. So for the most part, she's always cooking.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Y'all be but, with all these men and can't cook.
Girl, you gotta lie to him. You gotta let him.
His ass gonna be eating chicken Alfredo every night.
No.
There are other easy meals. I don't know why people always say chicken Alfredo. But yeah, I want to like see more cities for sure. Like I feel like you girls, y'all really inspire me with the traveling. Like I've been wanting to travel more, but it's not like a serious thing. But I want it to be a serious thing. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to see more cities and have fun in different cities and go to museums and shit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to a few Botanical Gardens. Yep.
Botanical Gardens.
Girl, honey. And that's what I want, a fire-ass photo shoot this year. Like, Tati and I keep saying we're going to take some bomb-ass pictures, but, like,
we do. I we just really need to get the creative direction flowing. And
yeah.
Just...
I know. So, yeah, if somebody's listening and y'all have an ideal and y'all, you know, can creatively direct and take our photo, let us know.
And we ain't taking no pictures with our titties out. Don't try it.
Girl, in a bathtub with milk or some shit.
Well, that's pregnancy pictures.
Hey, yeah, that's
terrible. Well,
but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and I want to find love. I wanted to say that. Like, that's a go and a wish. Like, I need some love, okay?
I need some love, too, but I just want... I just need to know that I'm ready for that because as much as I say I'm ready for a relationship, that shit takes a lot. Like, it's
girl,
really a lot.
It's and so, exhausting.
Yeah.
And that's why just, you gotta, like, work on yourself. Exactly. So when you meet that person, you know, things, you know, can go in a mature way. Yep. I think a lot of people don't grow individually and then they get with people and have stupid expectations. Like, you bringing a fucking dirt pile to the table and I got macaroni and cheese and turkey and ham and fried chicken. So.
But not even that side of the relationship, but just maintaining a relationship, because people go through a lot of shit in relationships. So it's just, I need to be prepared for that. Like, you know, whatever. So... hopefully I get me a man this year. We gonna see.
I was gonna say, if y'all are looking for a man, it's this website called meetitmade.com.
Girl, bad.
Girl, I'm not trying to be charade with you.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
No collect calls, bitch. I ain't got no coins on my Sprint.
This girl said she spent $12,000.
That's ridiculous. That's just, to talk to somebody in jail.
Girl, that shit's expensive.
That's a mental illness.
That shit is expensive.
Expensive.
What's a mental illness?
Like, be willingly talk to an inmate that you don't know and then call them and spend $12,000 to talk to them.
Yeah, that shit's
like, fine. You're weird and you have some mental illness going on because you definitely got a form of delusion. Okay?
That's fun. That's fun. Well, alrighty then. I wish you all the best in 2019. It's me, Ashley_Lachey.
Me, Tati Palooza.
And me, Miss Jazz Jean.
Have a good year, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.